I've been thinking a lot about our conversation. It has been keeping me up at night. The question looming, what would our day look like to me? Well, we would most likely meet in a public spot. I see that you've dressed for such an occasion. You, sir, are looking rather handsome. We exchange pleasantries and leave for that cup of coffee as promised. I find myself enjoying your company, wanting to continue with this date. You tell me that you have tickets to an art installation that I would enjoy. And there you are, hand on the small of my back, guiding me along, giving me light strokes on my arm, engaging me in conversations about the pieces. And although I do find you to be extremely riveting, I also find you to be insanely attractive. Here you are, being the perfect gentleman, taking me out on this date, giving me my personal guided tour of the place, and although I am enjoying myself, I'm counting down the minutes until we can go back to your place. I can't help but think about all of the things you could do to me in this small room of mirrors. Just the two of us. How I want you to push me up against the glass, kiss me, touch me, watch me melt into you. It is taking me everything I have to remain a lady. Do you know that you're doing this? Can you tell that I want you? Is it too forward to tell you how I feel? I give you a quick smile, and we continue on. Let's see what next. Oh yeah, yes. We'll go to dinner. Does dinner sound good? Maybe. Maybe. If I had a glass of wine at dinner, maybe that would help calm me a bit. But probably not. No. It's not helping. It is making my situation worse. You see, not only am I struggling to keep it together, I now have what little left of my inhibitions taken away. Now, I want to make use of this secluded table. Do you think anyone would notice if I touched you? Lightly brushed your thigh. Working my way up. Hands moving to your inner thigh, testing the waters. How How far would you let me go? Would you let me lightly brush your erection over your pants? Testing. Testing. Ooh, would you let me reach into your pants to stroke your hard cock? Oh, you know, I'm not sure that I've properly thanked you for all that you've done. How rude of me. Would you let me get on my knees in front of you to properly thank you? Right here. Right now. Now I'm just being selfish. I would love nothing more than to taste you, to lick and take in that first drop. I can get a bit greedy. Run my tongue over your hard cock. Suck. Kiss. Taste. Looking up at you. Wanting you. I understand that a public place may be too forward for you. What about the drive back to your place? How are your driving skills? Shall we test them? You can keep your eyes on the road, hands at 10 and 2. Or possibly one hand on me. We can work out the details of that later. The bottom line is, I could suck you off on the drive home. Would that work out better for you? You know, I'm not sure I can make it all the way back to your place. We may have to take care of this right now. I'll have you pull over. Oh, you see, I dressed up for the occasion too. I could straddle you in my dress, fucking you in your car. Oh, running my hands up and down my body while I grind into you, and your cock was buried so deep. Oh, yes. Yes, I will be scheduling a visit very soon.